We're trying to get a feel for how people spend their day at work. So, if you would you walk us through a typical day for you?
The thing is, Bob, it's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
Just for the record, we love our job, right?
We love our jobs.
Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Joining us is a career coach, a spiritual guide. Her new ebook is entitled Love Your Career Playbook, which you can find on her website, Gina Marotta, MARROTTA.com. Gina, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Gina. Oh, so great to be here with you guys.
I told Jane earlier, I feel like I need to apologize because we haven't had you on in such a long time, and you're a great guest.
Oh, thank you.
Great insight into so many things. So, yeah.
It's nice to be wanted. Thank you.
You're wanted.
Well, tell us about this new ebook, because Jane and I both read it, and is it for people that are trapped or want to change or all of the above?
Yeah, it's for anyone who's in a moment in their career where they're feeling like they're not sure what they want to do. So there are people who are considering, maybe I want to make a whole career change, but there's also people who may just feel like there's a next step that they're not sure what it is, a promotion or a new company or what that is. So it's somebody who's not sure of the content of the work. This is going to guide them through play by play how they can move through the process of figuring out what that would be.
I've felt trapped at a job, and I'm sure you have.
Well, it's just like when you feel like there's nowhere to go.
Hopelessness.
No one's letting you do anything. And then sometimes you're like, well, I want to do that, but I don't have the experience, I don't have the know-how, I'm not good enough. And you talk about all of that in the playbook, because, in fact, you are good enough.
That's right.
Well, I feel like when you get to that point, you paralyze yourself. Is that what happens?
Yes, and that's what this book talks about. It's called a playbook because think about in sports, there are plays. Now, I don't know a lot about sports, but in sports, there are strategies. Pete, you can maybe fill us
yes,
in.
Yes, they have a football playbook, baseball, yes, yes. We all have plays.
With side note, I wrote a note, playbook, like it's like I like it because it's like a coach giving the team the playbook to work through.
Exactly.
So everybody wants a playbook.
Yes.
You know, it sounds way more fun than here's your workbook, here's the playbook.
Yes. So, Jane, for example, you just described sometimes you feel not good enough, not qualified for something that you're interested to do. That's a losing play. Each in this book, I outline 6 losing plays that are like you're not going to love your career, and then there's a counter-winning play. So I call that play denying access. You identify something you want to do, mm-hmm. but you're saying, I can't do it. I'm not good
at it. But that happens to so many people. You could be sitting at your desk every single day and you don't want to leave the company. You just want a new position or you think you'd be great at this open job that's, you know, in the next department. But you think, oh, they're not going to talk to me because I work over here.
Yes. So there is a new strategy you could try. That's what the book is about. It's giving you the solution, the new play.
Solutions. We all need solutions. Now, people are listening thinking this woman's always loved her job.
Ah.
Uh-huh. Can you tell your story about when you were an attorney?
Oh, sure. Well, when I tell my career story, I like to start with the moment I was crying in my shower on the floor. Because I didn't want to go to work. And listen, I wasn't like a loser lawyer. I actually was like a rising star working for one of the best firms in the city. And I had great clients. I had a firm that I really enjoyed. But it just was not, it was not feeling in my heart like my right direction. And I was exactly in this situation of, but what would I do?
Why did you hate it so much?
Yeah, I mean, if it was a great firm, you were a rising star, it was perfect for you, but just didn't feel good on the inside?
Well, I would say a couple of things. So what I knew when I was saying I'm unhappy here is that in the legal system, and this is true in different industries in different ways, that are more, let's say, archaic, right, that do things more of an old style and haven't had much innovation. And the legal system is one of those areas.
Right, same thing.
Yes. So
forever.
Going to court every day, it's a very adversarial environment. That's what the law is. And it didn't feel to me like that was the expression for me to really bring good into the world. And that's what I wanted to do. I was like fighting to keep bad away, and instead I wanted to be proactive. So I knew that about myself, and I just wanted to switch gears so that I could bring that in. That's one of the things I really knew. But also, there was like this ache in my heart. Like, I am supposed to do something else. I just don't know what it is. And a big way that clients speak to me regularly, they come to me and they say, I think I'm supposed to do something bigger, quote unquote, something yeah. bigger, but I don't know what it is. And I definitely felt that.
What is a spiritual guide? Jane, do you know?
Yeah, you have lots of spiritual guides. Gina?
So,
I mean, there could be lots of yes. different types of spiritual guides.
Yes.
Is what
well,
I'm saying.
So, I am assuming you're asking because that's part of the title I
right.
use, right? Career coach and spiritual guide.
Sure.
So, one way that I really stand out and am different from most career coaches is that spiritual guidance is how I practice with my clients. So I'm not going to run tests on you to assess your skills, you know, from like that logistical logic fashion. This is about looking into your soul, looking into your heart. Who are you? What were you created for? And what do you want to do? So that's the journey I take my clients on.
But you do that with them, the spiritual journey, to find their genius,
yes.
genius, which you say then is a combo of your natural talent, your passion, and your experience all coming together.
Yes, exactly.
I love that. And so back to you and changing your mind on, you know, what you wanted to do with your career. One of the things you talk about are the should-haves, or you should do this, or you should do that. I think so many kids hear, I know I did, Jane, you should cut your hair short and become a nurse. I'm like, I'm not going to cut my hair in a bob in Greek
the
and it's should-haves. Curly.
Oh, God.
So it's the part about the adults telling you what you should do.
Yes.
We want guidance, but it's not what's resonating within.
Right. And we're a different generation. You know, if we look at our parents and what their history was, especially if you had maybe immigrant parents mm-hmm. or, you know, a couple generations, a lot of families might have been just looking to survive and put food on the table. This is people who are looking to thrive, who have education, who have a deeper sense of spirituality and purpose and can do anything, right? They're not just at a point of starving. If somebody comes to me wanting help and they can't pay their bills, I'm like, this isn't the right time. Get yourself handled, and then let's talk about what God created you to do or what you really were meant to do in this world.
I love that you just said that, too, because I'm reading the book, and I'm like, this is great, you know, like, change your thinking, change your effort, manage your time, all this stuff, and I'm like, but what if you have to put money in your pocket, and you have to pay the bills? So I love that you're not telling people to just go jump off a bridge.
No.
You're really saying, okay, let's get this handled before I help you decide how we're going to work this into your way of life,
yes,
right?
Yes.
How do people change gears, though, if they have a family to support or a spouse to support, they have bills to pay, and they just can't change right away? Mm-hmm. How do they get to that point? Give them some steps to get there.
Yeah, well, it's understanding that it's a process. And why people are often most afraid is because they think something has to happen right now.
Right.
And we're in a society that, like, wants instant gratification. We think that way, social media and all of that.
I'm going to take a picture and look at it right away.
Yeah. When I tell my career story about making the change from lawyer, I became then a nonprofit executive, and then years later I started my own business, each of those transitions took about 2 years to make. It's not something that happens overnight. So there's a process of becoming ready to make that transition. You might need to get certain financial affairs in order and plan. You know, before I started my own business, I started packing away as much money as I could because I wasn't going to get a paycheck anymore.
Right.
I didn't know how that was going
right.
to go. Faith is also a really big part of it. So working, again, spiritual guide is part of how I work with people. And so people are literally taking a leap of faith when they make a career transition. Or if they're starting a business, an even bigger one, because you don't know where the money's going to come from on the other side. So faith is something that we cultivate over the process so that you are in tune somehow with that voice within yourself or a voice that's coming from a higher power, and you know when it's safe, based on your faith, to make bold moves that other people might think, what are you doing? Oh, my God. But you know, I've quit my last job knowing that it was the right time based on faith.
That's interesting that you say that because people love to beat you down because they're afraid.
Yes.
And if you take that leap,
yeah.
they're jealous of you.
Yes.
And they want to beat you down, don't they?
Yes. It's very common, the naysayers,
yep.
who are in their secure job. God bless them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they're in their secure job. They made their choices. And so when they see you do something like that, it's threatening to them.
Yeah,
and they're going to judge you.
We've all done that. Like, I've looked at somebody like, you're opening up a restaurant? Like, what?
Right?
But in the back of my head, I'm like, you're so lucky.
But in your defense, in the last year, I think we've gotten better because we've
yes.
been to a seminar and we started saying to ourselves, why are we doing that? We need to encourage other people. If you want to take a leap of faith, what do you need?
Yeah.
What can I help you with?
That's right.
Okay.
And the other thing, too, you're saying, what can I help you with? Someone tells you what they want to do. You talk about having support groups and working with people, working with the Genius Guru, Gina, working with you to help somebody through a transition. And I'm going to quote your book here. You write, "Nothing in true greatness is ever accomplished alone." And I wrote that down because you put that in your book. And did you get that from another quote, or is that something you just wrote that? I just wrote those words down because I thought it was great.
Thank you for quoting me. That is my own.
I feel like there was another part of the book we wrote. So remember when so and so said this?
Did you get that from somebody else?
No. That wasn't that particular line. Correct.
Yes.
This is a Gina line. Nothing in true greatness has ever been accomplished alone. I love that.
It's a great line.
And it's a big piece for that faith element, right? A lot of people will say, well, but how am I going to do that? This idea that sounds so great and they'd love to do it, but how am I going to do that? And it's about faith and recognizing you're not going to do it alone. There's going to be different people that show up that are a part of the process with you, that provide resources, that support you, that mentor you, that guide you. And that's how great things happen.
And you explain how those things come to you when you do certain practices.
Yes.
And it's all in the book.
And it probably comes easier, doesn't it? Let me take a quick break. Jane and I will take a quick break, and we'll talk about overthinking, because we always do that when we want to make a decision. Gina Murata in studio with us. You can find her book, Love Your Career Playbook. It's an ebook. You can find it on her website, GinaMurata.com. It's 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Manzouris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Yes, Jane, I played some Rush for you.
Was that for me?
Yes, that was for you.
I love that. Did you play Working Man?
This is Spirit of Radio.
I know it's Spirit of the Radio because it's on the radio, but yes. Working Man would have been better for this segment because we're talking about careers.
Right. I didn't have that
but
queued
I love
up.
This one.
In studio with us is Gina Murata. She's a career coach and a spiritual guide. Her book is called Love Your Career Playbook. Overthinking. We all overthink everything. How do we get past the overthinking, Gina?
Yeah, so we come across overthinking in our career when we have lots of different ideas of a direction that we might go, and then there's that disease of analysis paralysis, right? Like you actually don't move forward. You don't move forward because there's so many options.
Right.
Right. And so I have a great solution in the playbook. So the losing play is the overthinking.
Mm-hmm.
The winning play, you're going to actually really like this, but it is going to feel a little counterintuitive, is following ease.
Mm. It's like take the easy way out.
Not exactly. Because that connotes like, doing something kind of sly.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Following ease is about actually following joy and following what doors are opening, right? Instead of trying to figure out the right direction, you just say, well, what would be enjoyable here? What would be easy? And, you know, I talk in the book about your inner genius, which we talked about in the earlier segment, and inner genius is actually fun and easy to you. We have this perception that work should be hard and everything about work should be hard.
Right.
But the idea that you love your career means you go to work and you're playing every day.
Right.
It's fun. You guys have fun when you're here in the
Absolutely.
Studio, right?
Yes.
Right. And that is available at work if you follow ease. Don't worry about what seems hard and I'm not sure if I should do that. Well, if you're not sure, then don't do it. But what looks easy and enjoyable and the doors are opening for you?
Here's something to think about.
Then you never feel like you're working.
Think about your favorite jobs that you've had your entire life. It seems like it was just so easy to just fall into.
Well, and it just, and like the next thing just happened. And
right.
The next thing just happens.
Right. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Definitely so.
One of the other things I like that you talk about, sort of towards the end of the book, is about dreaming big and like really mm-hmm. dream big, because people are like, this is a comment down. Don't dream that big, or, you know, don't have any hope in that because that's too big of a dream. So it's exciting. Like, I'm reading this book and you're like, dream as big as you can dream. Like, make it monstrous. Like, whatever you can imagine is yours and you can manifest it. I was like, and my heart was getting all fluttery, and I was like, oh, well, that's great. And then all of a sudden, that stupid roommate in my head, the negative one, is like, you're shut you down. That will never happen.
What are you doing to yourself? Yeah.
So it's like, so that just happened. So how do we fix that, you know, shut up that roommate in our head?
Yeah. Well, first
you know
of all,
the roommate I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, exactly. So the idea is there's a losing play and a winning play. So just first be aware that, oh, I'm doing that thing. I'm making myself small. I'm playing small. And to know that you're going to feel better and you're going to have more opportunity come to you when you open yourself to that bigger thinking. So that's the first shift, is just to recognize, oh, I'm doing that losing play.
You have such a calming voice, too. That's why I forgot. I love having you on the radio. Isn't she the best?
She's the best.
Gina Marotta, her book is called Love Your Career Playbook. Go to her website, GinaMarotta.com, M-A-R-O-T-T-A. Great to see you.
Thanks, Gina. Great to see you guys.
Let's do it again soon, okay?
I would love to.
All right.
Pete's going to be texting you every day.
Love it.
Wait, I need her number. I've been emailing her. It's 720 WGN.